B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. .975 The Fanatic. It's time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, time for sound off. By the way, our winner of the grand prize today is Matt Y. So he wins the Foreigner tickets, and he wins the pair of tickets to Zac Brown Band, all that good stuff. Congratulations to Matt Wise. Sound off 610-771-9705. You got something to say? Hit us up on that line. Leave us a message. We'll see who you got today.
Every so often, a player comes along in any sport, and he's supremely talented, and he looks like he's going to be a world beater. And he doesn't live up to his potential. Ben Simmons is who he is at this point. He should be entering his prime, and instead, he looks like he's taking a step back. He's fine with how he is. His body isn't filling out the way I thought it would. He is who he is, guys.
Yeah, step back, no. I don't think he's taking a step back. But you also said at this point. At this point, means he's 23. So, I understand the frustration. Nobody more frustrated than me. But I still have hope, and I think you have to, because nothing's going to happen. They're not going to trade him, that he actually rises to superstar level.
Hold on, we got a technical issue with the computer.
Oh, we do?
Just one second. Yeah, so TV, everything's going to be reset now. I can go now. I'm good.
Oh, you good?
Yeah, I'm good. It just took a second.
Okay.
This is the exact same conversation that we had about Ben last year and the year before. I'm tired of hearing about people's ceilings. 50% of the players in the league or more never reach their ceiling. Ben is content with being what he is, and it is time for him to go.
It's not time for him to go, because you don't benefit the team if he goes. You're not going to be able to get a player in return that's going to make up the value. So you just got to ride it out. He's got another year, too. So if you go through his 24 age year and it's the same thing and you don't think you can win with this type of player, then maybe you would think about it. But you're not going to do it now.
If you want Ben Simmons to get better, you shouldn't have paid him that big contract. And let's be real. Does he care about anything other than money? No. Or he's like, money, 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 money. Ben, shoot the basketball. No, I don't care. Money, 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 money. All he cares about is money. And the Sixers gave it to him.
Where do you get that all he cares about is money? He hasn't made any mention about his money. It's just that they were up against it, and they realized that they had to extend him there because they thought he was a cornerstone player. He hasn't said anything about money.
Not one word.
No. But I will agree that he thinks that he's more complete than he is, which is astounding to me.
Ben Simmons, great talent. I think a lot of his hesitations, mid-jump shots, and even driving to the basket because of his fear of having to go to the line. I think the main problem stems from him being able to make foul shots. So he needs to shrink for that, and he should practice 100 a day.
I think he does. He practices a lot of free throws. He practices a lot of jump shots, actually.
He really does.
He
it's
does.
Not lack of work.
He's just not taking the jump shot of the game. And I don't think he's... You can practice free throws all you want. It comes down to confidence. You step at that... during the course of a game, you step at that line. It's you believe and you can make the shot. I don't believe he's there.
Ben Simmons, he gets absolutely no respect from the officials. I see my man take the ball hard to the rack, and I see him get whacked and whacked and whacked again, and they don't call anything.
Yeah, I don't see that. I think he gets plenty of calls.
With the Luke Kuechly retirement and some other players retiring under the age of 30, many of them not having a Super Bowl ring, Carson Wentz did not play in the Super Bowl. He has a Super Bowl ring. He's a champion. He helped get them there. That could be his rationale. There's bigger things more important things in life. Perspective can enter the equation.
What?
He's asking, will Wentz retire early? Like Kuechly and Gronk and other guys.
Yeah, quarterbacks not retire early. Guys like Kuechly has been banged around. Like he, I mean, he's an explosive player who has had a collision every time he had a tackle. I mean, that's different. His perspective was different, I think.
And Wentz has had one concussion, and it was kind of a fluky concussion, too. So.
Yeah.
Freaking 6-for-33 from the three-point line. Where is the coaching? Don't you think by the time you're, 6-for-20, it might be time to call a timeout and tell your team to stop shooting the three and maybe move in a little bit and shoot where you can make it?
Move in a little bit. I love that. it's a three-point league. You got to trust your guys are going to knock down threes. The other team, I don't know what to say about this. It's not a great three-point shooting team. Maybe they should have a different methodology. But, a three-pointer spreads it out, gets you shots. So, like, two-point shots are guarded a lot closer.
I love Ben Simmons, too. I do. And you keep saying, you can't give up on his talent. Doesn't he know he has talent? Doesn't he know he has the potential to be great? If he doesn't want to be great, why should I keep putting so much effort in trying to make him great? He doesn't want to be great.
I don't have a retort to that. He thinks he's already great, and that's the problem. All right, close it down.
Of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got enough beef?
I don't like them.
What is it?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your Sound Off gets on.
See you later.
We got college basketball play for you tonight. You might want to look hard at the Nittany Lions at Minnesota tonight in an outright situation. I'm just saying.
Outright!
Line coming down to Penn State's favorites, 2.5, Minnesota.
On the road.
And
honestly.
Breaking a losing streak.
Yeah.
Penn State outright tonight. Anyway, stay tuned. Devon Gibbons will nestle in after this particular show. Then he'll lead you right in the Sixers Nets on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly, Quick Slants, then the Sixers pregame show, and then basketball on NBC Sports Philly. Have a great night, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.